The Inside Track on News Talk.
The rental game, as everyone knows in Dublin, is a very difficult game, but it literally has become a game, according to my next guest, who has been trying to rent around the Dublin area and has turned the whole experience into an online game. His name is Effin Ward, and he has been searching for a new place for quite a while and decided, such was his frustration, to create an online game where you can guess to match up a listing price with the area and the accommodation and so on. He's going to tell me now, as he's joining me now. Effin, good morning, or good afternoon today, shall I say?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, good afternoon. We're both on the wrong track here. Listen, you've got a very interesting article about your whole experience in the journal.ie this morning. You're a current renter. Just give me a little idea of your own personal circumstances, first of all, and what you've been doing and where you've been living.
Yeah, so I've been living up in Dublin for about 4 years now. I'm originally from Laois, so like a lot of people outside of Dublin, in order to live up here, I have to rent, which means I have to go on daft.ie. So at the beginning, I was staying like 3 or 4 years ago in Diggs with one of my friend's aunties. That was fine. But then when we had to move out, as I say, I had to go into daft.ie and start trialing through some of the properties on there. And I think if anyone, any of your listeners has ever been on daft.ie, particularly looking for properties for one person, a singular person renting, some of the properties up there are pretty absurd.
Yeah, I liked the one that you had about somebody whose bed was kind of open near where an oven was, which was great from a health and safety perspective.
Yeah, sometimes when you think of like a lot of properties like this, like the one bed things, are listed as studio apartments. And I don't know about you, when I think of like a studio apartment, I imagine like a very bright living space, a kind of modern looking building. But I think in Dublin, certainly on the rental places that I've been looking, a studio apartment generally means a kitchen with a bed tucked somewhere in. And oftentimes, whoever's renting it, when they put it up on these websites, they take the pictures at very artistic angles. So it's not very easy to see that the bed is, in fact, right beside your kitchen. And the one that you're referencing there, like, I don't even think you can open up the oven because the bed is literally right beside it.
So you lay your head down on a pillow beside an oven. Yeah, I mean, it's an extraordinary use of space, isn't it? Almost creative, you'd say, in some senses. So people are being forced in. It's not so much that they're being forced out and out from Dublin city centre. They're simply being forced into places that are really crummy, is what you're saying, and areas that might not be that salubrious. Now, we don't want to name any areas because this is always a very charged area, but that's essentially what you're saying is going on.
Well, what I'm saying, because there's so much demand for properties and so little properties available, a lot of people like myself, when you go onto these sites and look for properties, like within a reasonable price point, like for instance, that property with the couch or the bed in the kitchen, that was listed for $1,400 per month. And by the way, like that was probably one of the more reasonably priced ones. But I think there's a lot of properties like that where, you know, if you're looking for one person, if you haven't got a group of 3 or 4 friends to move in together and you're forced to find a one-bed apartment in Dublin, these are the kind of prices you're paying. And for those prices, you'd be expecting, you know, decent living conditions. Like, I'm 25 years of age. I'm not looking for to raise a family or anything like this. But there's
there's a certain basic level of comfort we could all expect.
Yeah.
So you found this whole thing absurd, I think is the word you used. And that has kind of led you to put together an online game. So tell us what the name of it is and what is the game?
Yeah, so the game is called DublinRentRoulette.com, and it's kind of in the style of Wordle or your other daily games. The premise of it is you log on every day, and it shows you 3 random Dublin rental properties, the same way that you see them on the kind of sites where you're looking at these properties. It shows the pictures, the description, the location, the features of the property. And the game is you've got 5 guesses in order to guess the amount of monthly rent.
Okay, sorry. What happens then?
Well, once you get it's kind of just a bit of fun.
You don't win a year's supply of rental accommodation, no.
Unfortunately not. If that was the case, if I had that to give away, I think I'd be using it for myself. The whole premise where I had to start as well as I was kicked out of my own apartment, or my lease was ended. So when I was on Daft and I seen some of these absurd rental properties, I just kind of wanted to show them and to kind of create a way to other people to I think it's in the general zeitgeist that Dublin has a rental crisis, but until people are put face to face with it and with some of the absurd prices and some of the conditions that these properties are in, that you don't really understand it until you see it there. So the game is just to show people what it's like renting in Dublin and just have a bit of fun at the same time, I suppose.
And it's a free game, right?
Of course, yeah, it's totally free. There's no ads or anything. There's no sign up. So if you go on to DublinRentRoulette.com, you'll be able to see today's three properties and have a play at it and see.
What kind of numbers are you getting? What kind of traffic?
Yeah, so it's really kicked off in the past week or so. We've got over 120,000 games played. It's been out for about 2 weeks now, but I think one of the main things is because, you know, I'm kind of handpicking the properties themselves, and I tend to pick like the most absurd, the most outlandish.
That's the only problem you're going to have with the rental market and the declining number of properties. You may run out of properties to put into your game.
Well, if you look on Daft.ie right now, I think with three per day, I think I'm sorted for the next year or so, because a lot of these properties stay up even though they're gone. But yeah, that's something I considered. I might have to move outside of Dublin, some of the commuter towns and stuff like that.
To change the kind of catchment. Yeah, look, it's all fun and games, literally, but I mean, you've highlighted the absurdity of it. I mean, when you're living in accommodation where your bed is in the kitchen, I mean, I think we've really reached the nadir of the whole thing. So well done if you do nothing else by raising the awareness. Maybe somebody out there is listening, policy makers or otherwise in government and elsewhere. Listen, we leave it there. Evan Ward, who is, as he says himself, a renter and the creator of the Dublin Rent Roulette game.
The Inside Track. This is News Talk.